Live from the center of the Razorback universe.
The only radio show Razorback fans need to listen to.
Unbiased and unafraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ruskin and Zach.
Sam Pittman, the new coach of the Razorbacks. 5 years, $3 million a year. The long statewide nightmare is over. You have a football coach now. He wanted the job. He got the job. We'll do Hall of Fame Walk of Shame coming up here in a moment. But just some thoughts for those of you that haven't heard us throughout the afternoon as different stations have gone on and off. This search was a disaster. There's not. I don't know of another way to describe it. I don't know if Sam Pittman's going to be a disaster, but the search was a disaster. When all of your top candidates unilaterally say, "Now we're good here." Then it didn't go well. That's right.
Yeah, it didn't go as planned. It certainly didn't go as scripted. And I think it has more to do with where the program is and what's happened to it the last, 36 games or so. And it's certainly not in the position it was when Brett Bielema was let go. And yeah, I mean, the coaches aren't dumb. And, you know, I read a thing on Football Scoop earlier. It said that if Eli Drinkwitz had considered Arkansas or come to Arkansas, his agent should be sued for malpractice. Eli had options. And coming here at his age is probably not in his best career path interest.
This search is not a referendum on Sam Pittman. Mm-mm. This search is about 2016 and the board sandbagging Norvell.
Yes.
Because Norvell is going to be a star in this industry. He's the Florida State coach now. And the university board had him on the list, but no, they wanted to go speak with Chad Morris and not only not give the job to Norvell, but make him look bad in the process. Mm-hmm. And he never forgot that, and he never will forget that. And that is what is the referendum here, is that is the move that you've already had to hire two coaches to fix that. So that is the... they'll play Kiffin every year. They'll play Drinkwitz every year. And you'll get to kind of see in the neighborhood where you kind of stack up from a program standpoint with those two. But letting Norvell walk away from this state is the kind... You can't let guys with that much talent and ability just leave. There aren't that many that come from this place anyway. And to just the way that the board sandbagged his chances in 16, not this time, but in 16, because he didn't even want to talk to Arkansas this time because of what happened in 16. That's, you get what you get, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You deserve, you earn everything, as Brad Bielema used to say. Well, you earned this. You earned two more years of Chad Morris, and now we'll see what you earn with Sam Pittman. Could be good, but there's no way of definitively saying that today. There's no way. All right. Let's go to Zach in Fayetteville. Zach, welcome to the show. Zach?
There he is.
Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah. My question is, do you think we'll get better offensive linemen with this coach?
Well, you would hope so, because he's a good recruiter, and you know that's been his forte for 30 years or whatever.
Yeah, I would assume that they're going to get better players and they're going to be coached better.
Yeah.
Just an assumption.
Yeah, but there's also, you can't, when you're the head coach, you can't get in the nitty-gritty on a one-position group. Guys have a hard time getting in the nitty-gritty on one side of the ball, offense or defense, when they're the head coach. So it's going to be different. It's not going to be Sam Pittman as your offensive line coach and head coach. I mean, he's going to have head coaching responsibilities, and he's going to have to delegate some things, but you would think that they'd get better at the offensive line. I mean, I think that's the hope to start with square one. You know, Morris wanted to get better by getting wide receivers in here, which never works anywhere. Bielema wanted to get better by solidifying the offensive line. He did. They did for a while. So we'll see how this strategy works with Pittman. Sean's in Siloam Springs. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Appreciate taking my call.
Sure.
What's up?
I had a couple questions. First thing was, do we know who Juracek's first choice was that obviously didn't work out? And the second question is, do we know or have we heard any chatter or intel about who Pittman's trying to get for offensive and defensive coordinator? Because obviously we know, you know, if he doesn't get those right, then it's going to be another long season or seasons.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about it right now. Thank you, Sean. They wanted Matt Campbell, right? That was the top of the list.
He was the target.
Okay.
Matt Campbell.
And then Kiffin.
And then Kiffin was on the list. I'm not sure where he in the hierarchy he was, but Kiffin was definitely on the list.
And I'm sure they wanted to talk to Norvell. I'm sure they wanted to talk to Drinkwitz.
They did talk to Drinkwitz.
And he
said no.
Did they talk to Leach?
Yes.
Okay.
They talked to Harsin.
Okay. So there you go. That's kind of what happened here. And then you end up, and it might work out, but there's no way to know that today. Like you don't feel this is the biggest gamble in the history of the SEC because you have a program that's in the toilet. And to fix that, you're going to call somebody who's never fixed anything like this before. I mean, that's my read on this. This is the biggest gamble. The University of Arkansas is making the biggest gamble in the history of the SEC. Because if this doesn't work, new athletic department, new football coach, new football department. I mean, everything's going to get blown up again.
They'll have to start over in a couple of years. It is most definitely an enormous gamble. On a first-time head coach in the toughest division in college football.
Hall of Fame Walk of Shame. We do it every Monday here on Ruskin and Zach. Best and worst from the weekend. Brought to you by Courtney Hollingsworth Body Shop.
For over 30 years, helping people keep their vehicles looking as good as the day that they bought them.
My Hall of Fame, Searcy Lions. They win a thrilling state championship game over Benton. That was a great football game Saturday night. They win it by one. And they win their first state championship, Zach. Get this. Since 1933.
There you go.
So how about the Searcy? I didn't even go there, and but it was cool to be down there and see, you know, all the different businesses with the Go Searcy signs. I mean, they really had a lot of support, and to see everybody excited, even people that didn't go to Searcy were watching the game or going to the game. So that was neat. Searcy Lions Hall of Fame.
My Hall of Fame goes to Baker Mayfield, your guy Baker, blaming the Browns training staff for Odell Beckham Jr.'s injury and the team's problems. His comments came on the heels of reports that Beckham is waiting off-season surgery to correct an injury that he's been dealing with since training camp. Totally threw the training staff under the bus. But, you know, when you're the Cleveland Browns, that team is so dysfunctional.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Not really.
Okay, well... Well, yeah, because you said they're going to the Super Bowl.
I said within 5 years. I got 3 years after this. I'm still holding on to it. That's what I got.
All right. What do you got for the walk of shame?
Oh, Kyle Lowry, my guy. Toronto Raptors getting into it with a fan in Philadelphia.
Oh, beautiful. Always good to pick on the paying customers.
Right, because I've always learned that never get into an argument with a crazy person with a cause. Because they are the scariest people on the planet. Apparently, he was being heckled during a Sixers-Raptors game.
Oh, no.
And Lowry screamed across the floor, "Well, come see me."
Oh, boy.
I'm sure that's not in his...
The young people are much more sensitive now.
Yeah, so way to be a faux tough guy, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. All right. Good to have you in here on Ruskin and Zach.
Think it, they say it. This is Ruskin and Zach.
All right, so let me be clear on the rules of engagement here. Everybody that texted last week saying Lane Kiffin, done deal, Lane Kiffin, Nate, done deal, now you're going to text us and say Lane Kiffin's a clown. That's the rules of engagement?
I believe it is.
Okay.
We just got a text out of the 479 says Lane Kiffin's a clown, couldn't carry Pittman's jockstrap. You know what Kiffin's got 66 more of than Pittman? Wins.
60. Well, 60.
I'm counting the ones with the Raiders.
Oh,
so, well, excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Go back and eat my schnitzel.
I just want to make sure I understand the rules of engagement. This is like recruiting, then, where Dorian Green Beckham is the greatest player ever, and then he picks Missouri, and now he sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, got
that's
it.
How it goes.
Just making sure. I wanted to make sure I understood everything here. Just wanted to make sure I got everything. Ray is in Desark. Ray, what's going on?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Man, I got lost in Desark once, and it was one of the most harrowing nights of my life.
Well, if you got lost in Mesark, you're not very smart. So there's
six streets. That's never been in question. And it was in the suburban Desark area.
There's no such thing.
There's no suburban Desark. Duval's Bluff? What are you talking about?
That's it. That's where I got lost, was Duval's Bluff.
Oh, you got lost.
I was trying to get to England, and I tried to cut through Duval's Bluff.
That's the problem. You're like 15 miles from Desark.
Yes, I know that. Thank you for clearing that up.
You brought it up.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. Can't argue with it.
All right, I got a question.
Mm. Okay.
How is this Sam Pittman hire more of a risk than Lane Kiffin, Drinkwitz, or any of the other guys that name was out there?
Because
how's that a bigger risk?
Because he has never built a football program. Not a Division I football program. I mean, Kiffin built up FAU into something. So,
oh, he did. So,
yeah.
So Kiffin's had what, 3 head coaching jobs?
Yes, if you count the Raiders.
He's been fired how many times?
He's been fired once at USC. He was not fired at Tennessee. Huh? He left Tennessee to go to USC.
Okay.
And he was fired.
You're correct.
Fired from the Raiders.
Yeah, that is correct. So, and then we go back to Drinkwitz, and Drinkwitz has, and hey, I mean, if he would have came, he's an Arkansas guy. He's been here. He's done it at Arkansas. But what has he done at the national level?
Well, with Drinkwitz, you're trying to get the guy before he's the guy. You're trying to get Urban Meyer before he was Urban Meyer. Look, Eli Drinkwitz is one of the most respected coaches in the profession. Any coach will tell you that guy knows what he's doing and he's going to be a star. He's just 36 years old right now.
I'm glad you said that. So you're trying to get him before he is the guy. So you got Sam Pittman that has been in the SEC for how many years?
A while.
Okay.
He's been in the SEC for a long time.
You got Sam Pittman that has been in the SEC for a while, is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been known in the SEC as one of the best recruiters out there, correct?
Sure.
And you see the passion that he had today and the passion he has for the Hogs. And hey, let's be real. Nobody in the nation thinks very highly of anybody or Arkansas, period. Correct?
I suppose.
Sure.
What's the point?
Is that a correct statement?
What's your point, Ray?
I asked you a question.
We're not doing this. What's your point? I don't have 6 minutes to go bouncing around the walls with you not making a damn point. What's your point? Quit asking us questions. Make your point. Jesus, God Almighty.
This segment of the program is brought to you by the church.
I mean, what's the point?
I'm with you.
They're all gotcha questions, too. Just say something.
Look. Pittman has the point is Pittman is the why he's a bigger risk is because he's never done it. I've driven a car before, but I've never raced in the Indy 500. Just because I drove a car doesn't mean I'm qualified. That's where the risk comes in. He's been a coach, sure, but he's never been the head coach where he's calling the shots and he's running the program and he's got his hand on the rudder trying to get this thing out of this minefield that it's in. That's the risk. The other guys that you mentioned have.
Brought to you by the Lindbergh team. Tara Lindbergh, Lindbergh Real Estate Group. So confident that she can sell or rent your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she'll buy it herself. Tara also has a property management company and is always looking for great homes to rent. Tara takes the drama out of home selling, and if there is drama, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. So Josh and Megan needed to sell their home in Bentonville quickly. Nobody waits for months and months for their realtor. So they called Tara Lindbergh and her team, who ramped up their superior marketing program, which quickly produced 20 showings selling the home for full asking price. You may worry, is this the right time to sell? What's going on with the market? It's the holidays. Do people buy houses in the holidays? All that stuff. They know at the Lindbergh team. They're the experts on this stuff. Nobody's got more. 5-star reviews in the Lindbergh team. They win best of the best all the time with real estate in Northwest Arkansas. So what you need to do, it's very simple. Call the only agent I would call if I was selling my home. That's Tara Lindbergh. Go to LimbirdTeam.com. L-I-M-B-I-R-D team.com. LimbirdTeam.com. LimbirdTeam.com. Very simple. And start packing. John is in Little Rock. John, go ahead.
I'll see if I can make a point.
Thank you. Thank you. It's about time somebody did.
Yeah, I called in, of course, on Friday and said, wouldn't it be funny if Lane got the snot beat out of him and then came and coached Arkansas. What I didn't anticipate was Georgia getting the snot kicked out of him and Pittman coming and coaching Arkansas.
That you were close.
Out of left field.
You were close.
Yeah, I just needed to shift west a little bit. This hire, look, this was not the ideal coach search, right?
It was a disaster.
I'll start asking questions like the other guy. This was not an ideal coach search, right? Morris had to go. I mean, I had it with Greg McElroy, who's, you got to give him time. He had to go. At some point, you can tell that it's not going to get any better than what it's doing, and it wasn't. I think that Juracek did a very good job on the coaching search in that he did the least amount of damage possible. Nobody wanted this job, right? And so what do you do? Instead of being turned down by everybody, and now we're going to go into a next week without a coach, and everybody's about to lose their damn minds like they were last week anyway, we get somebody who wants the job, who is a risk, who could be great. We don't know. I'm just going to put it out there that he's going to be better than Morris. I've said that it can't get any worse too many times, and it's always bitten me in the butt. But let's roll black again. It can't get any worse this time, right? So I'm cautiously optimistic. I want to see, his first big test is this staff that he's going to put around him. What I like when I heard him talk today was the fact that he went into the players and told them, you might not have chosen me, but I chose you, which is, I think something that the players from Bielema's tenure never got from the previous coaching staff. Mm. The other thing he said is that, he made it clear that they were going to work and do what is going to be the strength of whoever's there, right? He's not going to try to force something down anybody's throat. He realizes that he's going to work with the personnel that he has, and he's going to try to figure out the best way to get them in the best positions. So he's saying the right stuff. All that being said, man, you could tell that he is punch drunk, right? I think part of it is he's probably hadn't slept in 24, 48 hours.
Probably not.
Right? Probably right.
But the other part of it is it's kind of like he's a 6-year-old that went to Disneyland for the first time, and his eyes are as big as plates right now. And I think once he kind of gets over that initial, shock, we'll really be able to see where he is. He's a great recruiter. Everybody says so. Coaches respect him. It's a different time allotment when you're a head coach instead of a position coach. So I'm giving him all the I'll give him the support, and this could be just a diamond in the rough. That seems to be what Arkansas is best at.
Yeah.
And I hope to God it's true.
Okay, John, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. 866-285-4005.
Got some news. Former South Carolina quarterback Jake Bentley.
Yeah,
going to Utah.
Oh,
he's now Johnny Utah.
He's Jake Utah.
Point Break. movie surfing.
Back in a moment.
Never mind.
The Bad Boys of Arkansas Radio.
This is Ruskin and Zach.
Quarter to the hour. You can't believe some of these remarks. Chad Morris met with the media down in Auburn today, and I know some of you don't care, but I'm convinced now more than ever this is some sort of con or sleeper cell operation or something. Like, in our business, there are people who get jobs that aren't worthy of them all the time. I mean, people in our business know, like, who can do the work and who's willing to, you know, show up at 2:59 for a 3 o'clock show, who is trading off of a parent or relative's name in the business, on and on and on. Well, coaching's no different. Like, there are guys that can do this, and then there's Chad Morris, who I'm not actually sure what acumen he has to ever coach college football. I don't see it. Like, today, he's talking about the quarterbacks he's coached. And he says there's one thing that stands out. They're winners. Well, you're not saying anything, number one. This man has never said anything ever. And quarterbacks are winners. They just went 4-20 in 2 years at Arkansas. Now, I'm not the smartest guy doing this, but when you win 4 times in 2 years, that's not being a winner. I guess he's taking credit for all that stuff that Ty Story did at Western Kentucky, including kicking Chad Morris's ass around the football field by 30 points to help send him on his merry way out of here. But the quarterbacks are winners. Where? Starkel? At Texas A&M, maybe? Ben Hicks? I wouldn't buy an umbrella policy from Ben Hicks. Are you serious right now? I just don't understand how Chad Morris ever got this job. Like, he has never said anything that leads you to believe that guy's got it. I guess, but again, this is like in our business. He gets endorsements from Dabo Swinney, one of the hottest names going right now, and Gus Malzahn. Well, he's got to be good. No, these guys are propping up a friend.
Come on. And you're not mentioning the one reason that we all know that he got the job.
Who? What's
Uncle
that?
Uncle Jerry. Come on.
Uncle Jerry, yeah.
You know that was 98% of the formula.
Well, this is all churned over water, but I'll say it again. Arkansas got Chad Morris because they skipped steps. You don't hire a football coach with no athletic director. You don't do that. Or this is what you get.
Absolutely.
So you don't do that. And JCP or Steinmetz got a raise out of this. How? That should be investigated, too. I mean, my God, you got a raise? Holy potatoes. Anyway.
That's something we could put Congress up to. How did he get right? How did we give Bielema the extension? Like, there's so many crazy decisions that you can't in any way justify with anything resembling logic.
No, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. The Bielema contract is all-time bad. And, man, this is just... But just seeing Morris talk today, I'm just like, dude, you just...
I think that's one of the biggest frustrations for the fans, though, especially, like, you know, casual fans like me. If you run a business the way that athletic department's been run, you'd be shut down a long time ago. If you ran a family the way they're running that department, you'd be homeless on the street. You'd be at one of these corners holding up a sign begging for money.
They're selling bracelets on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. Let's go to the phones here. Ken is in Fayetteville. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing good. What's up?
I just wanted to call and tell you and Zach. I know Zach's on vacation right now. I mean, you will be after today, but I wanted to wish you guys and all your crew a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And looking forward to all the bowl games and stuff. And for me, luckily enough for me, I get to work tomorrow and I get to work Monday. Then we have a Christmas shutdown. I'm off till the 6th
of
January.
Man.
Yeah, no kidding.
What do you do, Ken?
I work in an industrial battery factory in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Cool. Okay.
But we have a Christmas shutdown. Now, all those days are not paid. Some of them I had to use vacation days. But still, it's a good time to take off during the holidays.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I just wanted to wish you guys Merry Christmas. Look forward to your show next year, and we'll be listening to you then.
Y'all
have a great one.
Okay? Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Ken, as well. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas to one and all here as we get close to the big night, Santa's big ride coming up here next week. So There you have it. All right, appreciate that phone call. 866-285-4005. And again, this is a great point, again, from B.E., who could probably write for this show if we had any money to pay him. But anyway, we'll continue to use his free contributions. Chad spoke to Auburn football before he ever said anything to any of you Razorback fans about the sucker job he pulled over on all of you and all of us. What kind of character is that? You know, Mike Anderson got fired and put out a video like that day talking to Razorback fans. It was a classy thing to do. And people that don't get it don't get that they don't get it. And I see this all the time, everywhere, especially this time of year. Stores, you've got people walking slow in the middle of the aisles. And it's, people that don't get it don't get that they don't get it. And Chad Morris doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. He has no idea how to do this. He was flying by the seat of his pants. And you can't run an outfit like that. You can't. B.E. says he feels hoodwinked. I mean, put that on the poll. Should Chad Morris have said anything to Razorback fans before he spoke to Auburn today? Because, I mean, he got canned and didn't say anything to you as a fan. I don't know what he could have said to make you feel better. Probably not much. But it kind of feels like he knows he's in on the gig here. Like, here's what I can do. I can go be bad, get paid millions of dollars, and I'm set. My family's set. It feels like he's kind of found the cheat code in all of this. Like, we always talk about, yeah, well, you know, that'd be a great thing. I mean, I would go get fired for that much money. He's figured out how to do it. Have you ever said that? Oh, hell, I'll get fired for half that. That's fine with me. I mean, we've all sat around and had these conversations about the buyout numbers in these sports and everything. We've all had these conversations. Well, I'd tell you what, I'd go get fired for, you know, $300,000, not $10 million. He's figured out how to actually do the thing we all talk about wanting to do. He's figured out how to do it. He has no ability whatsoever. Nothing. I mean, Clemson was okay while he was there. Now they're winning a title every year. This is good news for Razorback fans, by the way, because, I mean, look what's happened. SMU, they're fine. Look what SMU did last year. They're playing on Saturday primetime on ABC. Nationally ranked. So this is a good omen for Arkansas fans. Because when this guy leaves, he has the Midas touch. Not when he's there. After. Which tells you that he has no idea what he's doing. None. So, I mean, there you have it. Again, I don't know what he could have said. But I know that everyone considers Mike Anderson a very classy man, very nice, good person, and he got fired here, and he put out a video thanking the fans that day, or the day after, somewhere very close proximity. Razorback fans will never hear from Chad Morris until, you know, today when he's talking to Auburn fans. 866-285-4005. Cannon and Fayetteville. Worst part is they'll beat Arkansas next year, and Chad will be laughing on the Auburn sideline. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's having a good old time now. Again, this feels like some sort of robbery, but not like armed robbery, like Ocean's 11, like Danny Ocean and Rusty and everybody, like, figured out a way to take all the money out and not kill anybody. Like, that feels like what has happened here with Chad Morris. He is Danny Ocean. He's the real life Danny Ocean. I'm gonna rob 3 casinos. And if you haven't seen the Soderbergh Ocean's 11, I'm sorry, you're not gonna get any of these references. I'm gonna rob 3 casinos and nobody's gonna know it's us. And while Andy Garcia is on the phone with the cops. He's not actually on the phone with the cops. He's on the phone with the guy upstairs who's pretending to be the cop. It's a great movie, by the way, and I'll probably just spoil it for you, but my God, it's 20 years old. If you haven't seen it by now, you're not seeing it. Sorry. All right. 866-285-4005. Call us. Text us. 866-285-4005. It's Ruskin and Zach. Happy Thursday, 866-285-4005. You want to call us or text us. Brad and Rogers texting the program. I'd rather play on a field with a track around it than the Bahamas 10 times out of 10 over playing in Birmingham. That's a great point. And the SEC's got to get out of this. I know that's your hometown, but you got to get out of this Birmingham Bowl. I mean, who wants to go there? My God. No bowl is better than the Birmingham Bowl. Honest to God. For the fans, anyway. I mean, think about this. Would you rather spend thousands of dollars to go to Birmingham, Alabama for a bowl game that really means nothing, or stay at home and just sit on the money? No bowl game is a better deal than going to the Birmingham Bowl. Period. Well, what about the 15 practices? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fan experience. I mean, there are parts of Legion Field that are condemned. You can't go in them. That's not hyperbole. That's the truth. There are parts of Legion Field in Birmingham that have been condemned, that are not safe for a human to stand on. But yeah, let's put a bowl game there. That's what people want to do. Recapping our top stories this hour, since many of you are getting off work and just checking in. No offensive coordinator, and we don't know what Terry Lambert's going to do. Those are our updates for this hour at Arkansas. So we'll keep an eye on both situations very, very closely. I mean, who says, where are you going on vacation? Oh, we're going to Birmingham. What? Did you lose a wager or something? Come on. Well, we're going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. What? You got family there? No, we just want to see you. Okay. I don't know about this, man. I don't know. The Birmingham Bowl seems like a terrible experience for everybody involved. Really does. The Bahamas Bowl, hey, you're going to the Bahamas. And I read a story a couple years ago. This may have been addressed by now, but a couple years ago, like, there's no security. Fans are like wandering into the team box on the sideline. Like, nobody cares. It's Bahamas. Everybody's relaxed. Nobody's stressed out. Andy in Mountain Home. No Terry Lambert news. What are we paying for? Well, we'll give you a full refund if you're not a satisfied customer. I will personally give you a full refund for this whole situation here. Yeah. All right. Good to have you in here, Ruskin and Zach. Yeah, we don't have the OC yet. And you know, that's another weird thing about this early signing period situation. Is you've got kids that are signing up. They don't even know who the boss is going to be on offense. You don't even know. Some of you don't even know who the position coaches are going to be. Talk about buying into the vision. Seeing the vision. Selling the vision. That's it, man. That's all you've got right now. Is a sales pitch. All you've got right now is a binder and dreams. You don't have anything to run on, really. You don't have a record. Renee, you got a PowerPoint presentation and a dream. And Pittman's been able to sell that. What if he gets something tangible to run on to sell to these players? Then what's going to happen? Oh, man. That'd be pretty good. Listen, I think you all understand my track record on these situations. But, I mean, Pittman doesn't have a lot to sell here. And he's convinced several of these kids to come be a part of this. That's amazing. I mean, he's really got, you know, he's got a folder. That's it. And they're buying in. They're buying into him. What does that tell you about him? He said something in an interview a few weeks back, I guess last week, where he's like, it's not so much about getting them to say yes, but it's getting it where it's too hard for them to say no. And I'm like, that's it. That right there is everything. Make them be so respectful, trustworthy in you that they just can't say no. They have to say yes. It's impressive. I mean, he's literally sold this program with like a couple of brochures, and he's getting players. Now, we'll see if they can coach him and develop him, because there's a couple 4-stars in there, but there's mostly 3-stars right now. We'll see if they can develop. That's going to be on the staff he puts together. But all we can do is react to what we know right now. And what we know right now is this guy has not much to sell, and he's doing it. So what's going to happen if or when, depending on what you believe, he gets things to sell? Look at these people I've put in the league that started this thing with us at Arkansas several years ago or whatever. Look at these wins we've had over these programs. Might be something there. That might be something there. All right. Ruskin and Zach, 866-285-4005 is the phone number. 866-285-4005. El Guapo says, Birmingham does kind of remind you of Haiti in most sports. I've been to Birmingham. There's no reason to go there unless... And this was funny. When I would go to SEC Media Days, oh, man, you get a vacation. What about sitting in a hotel ballroom for 10 hours for 4 days? Sounds like a vacation to you. And the internet's not going to work. And you're going to listen to the same questions be asked 14 times. All right. All right, 866-285-4005. Good to have you here on Ruskin and Zach. These texts come in so fast, I can't even pay attention to what I'm doing here. Dustin in Oklahoma says, what kind of offense is Pittman going to run? He thinks he should run a smash mouth offense. Well, he said he called it bully ball. He said he's going to do it when necessary, but that's not what they want to do all the time. So,
didn't he also mention that he would love to be able to just line it up and run at you, but he realizes basically that he doesn't have the Jimmies and Joes to do that.
Right. He said, you know, when that's necessary, they want to be able to do that. Like, you know, if you're up 12 with 5 to go and you've got the ball, you know,
you need to be able to do
let's
that.
Let's bleed some clock here. Yeah, exactly.
But I was a little reassured that he seemed self-aware enough to know, you know, we don't have the manpower to just, as everyone likes to say, out Alabama,
right.
Alabama.
Exactly. And Alabama doesn't even play that way anymore. Right. You know, I don't think anybody plays that way anymore. Wisconsin, that's about it. All right, 866-285-4005. We've got more coming up here. Good to have you in. Stack is in for Zach. I'm Ruskin. And we got 2 more shows left in the year. Back in a moment. Here we are.